Now taking a look at sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school basketball from last night. It was a thrilling Hawkeye 10 conference rivalry matchup we had for you here on the radio last night as Atlantic gets a thrilling overtime victory over Harlan, 71-69. Trojans trailed by as many as a dozen in the second half but rallied to get a four-point lead late in the ball game. Harlan hit a bucket to tie things up, and Atlantic a couple of chances towards the end of regulation to win it, but didn't quite get them to go down. And we were tied at 60 apiece as they headed into the extra session. Some back-and-forth big shots, but none bigger than a couple of big threes by the senior Blake Esbeck, including the game winner with just 5 seconds left from the right corner of the floor. After the game, we caught up with Blake Esbeck, and here's how he reacted to the big play.
Well, they were setting up a 2-3, and I was sitting in the corner just waiting patiently, and either Franken was going to go up with the shot or pass it out, and he passed it out to me, and I told myself, just like I told myself Friday, that the ball has to go in the hole, and that's exactly what it did. It was one of the best experiences of my life. I mean, beating Harlan 2 games, sweeping them, I don't think I've ever in my lifetime seen Atlantic do that. Beating them on their home court like this is just unbelievable experience.
And quite an experience it was. Dalton Franken was the man who got the assist on that final play, and here's how he sized up how things turned out.
Well, I caught the ball at the high post, and I knew that they'd been collapsing on me, so I knew they were going to come. I took 2 hard dribbles, and I was either going to pull up for a jump shot if they gave me space or kick it to Ez, and he made the play.
And Esbeck did surely come through with that big play. After the game, Coach D. Blazek said a lot of players make big plays down the stretch for the Trojans.
Hit not only hit a shot or two in the first half, but, I mean, he hit some really big ones late. Harlan shot the heck out of the ball from the three-point line, and, we probably left some kids that we shouldn't have left and didn't get a high hand. Sometimes we recovered with our hands down at our side. But, Blake stepped up and makes some big plays. There's no doubt about that. But just about everybody on the floor made a big basket down the stretch, whether it was Dalton or Sam or Chad or Harrison. And we finally started to rebound the ball late in the basketball game, a little bit both offensively and defensively.
That 71-69 overtime score, Atlantic improves to 15-2 on the season overall, 9-1, and at the top of the Hawkeye 10 conference standings with that victory last night. Elsewhere in the boys' high school hoops last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Clarinda over Glenwood, 66-32. Red Oak beat Shenandoah, 63-52. Lewis Central topping Kemper Catholic, 78-71. And Sergeant Bluff Luton in non-conference play beat Denison, 82-61. In boys' Western Iowa conference play, AHST beat Audubon, 51-43. Tri-Center over Missouri Valley, 56-42. Riverside beat Griswold, 75-41. In Rolling Hills conference play, it was Adair Casey over Orient Max, 53-29, Exira EHK over Cam 68-55. In other games around the region in boys' hoops, East Union beat Bedford 56-48, Boone over Carroll 76-70, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Madrid 50-36, St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 80-56, East Mills a winner over Sydney 49-34, Essex beat South Page in overtime 70-63, Nottoway Valley beating Mount Air 65-60, Lennox over Corning 84-56, Fremont Mills topping Nishnabotna 75-52, Villisca over Stanton 28-21, it was Charter Oak Ute over Arweva 54-50. Boyer Valley beat Logan Magnolia 47-32. Woodbine topping West Harrison 78-71. IKM Manning beat West Monona 69-32. In girls' high school hoops last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Atlantic 35-20. Clarinda beat Shenandoah, beat Glenwood 63-42. Red Oak over Shenandoah 57-44. And Denison a non-conference 47-33 win over Sergeant Bluff Luton. In Western Iowa Conference girls' play, it was Griswold over Riverside 35-33. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 47-36. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Adair Casey over Orient Maxburg 75-48. Exira EHK defeating Cam 62-34. It was Walnut over Peyton Sherdan 55-32. And Iowa Christian beat Ankeny Christian 52-22. Elsewhere in girls' hoops last night, Carroll beat Boone 46-38, Coon Rapids Bayard topping Madrid 59-18, Corning over Lennox 72-33, St. Albert beat Thomas Jefferson 66-30, Nottoway Valley over Mount Air 51-32, Omaha Duchesne Academy beat Abraham Lincoln 35-30. Sydney over East Mills, 40-23. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna, 52-37, while Villisca topped Stanton, 43-40. Royce White hit a shot with 1.8 seconds left as Iowa State beat Kansas State in Ames 72-70 last night. The Cyclones were down 14 in the second half until they made that comeback run. White said it was important to come back with a win after the upset over Kansas on Saturday.
We didn't want to lose this game because then, you know, losing on your home court in the conference kind of cancels out anything great that you do, like beating a great team like Kansas. So, you know, that was a big emphasis. And I think we didn't come out, you know, like we should. We came out and got punched in the mouth first, but you know, we showed a lot of growth that we could fight back, and not only fight back, but win this time.
Well, White says that while they didn't play well in the first half, they had something in the second half that helped them through.
It's urgency. I think it was urgency. I mean, we got to the 50-50 balls. We got some big rebounds. We actually got out in transition, you know, after getting some big-time defensive rebounds and hit some big shots.
In that ball game, White led ISU with 22 points and 8 rebounds. Chris Allen had 15 points. Scott Christofferson added 11. As Coach Fred Hoiberg said, they were able to play through the early rough stretch.
It was a huge win for us. You got to find a way to win some games like that. And you know, we were, to say bad is putting it mildly. I mean, we were not very good in that first half. We were so stagnant. We weren't moving. I thought it affected the way we were playing that other end, but we found a way to keep it within 7.
And they got exactly what they needed at the end as the Cyclones moved to 16-6 overall, 6-3 in the conference, as Iowa State now travels to Oklahoma on Saturday. Deion Mitchell scored 17 points and keyed a go-ahead rally late in the game as Northern Iowa defeated Southern Illinois 58-49. Chip Rank added 13 points, including a couple of three-pointers, as the Panthers snapped a two-game losing streak. Jeff Early's 13 led the Salukis, who've lost 5 of their last 6. Panthers have won 7 of the team's last 8 meetings, as they improve now to 15-9 overall, 5-7 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In top 25 college basketball action last night, freshman Anthony Davis had 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 block shots as top-ranked Kentucky beat Tennessee 69-44, extending the Wildcats' home winning streak to 48 games. Tyler Zeller had 18 points and a career-best 18 rebounds, helping number 5 North Carolina beat Wake Forest 68-53. Also last night, number 15 Marquette rallied from a sluggish first half to beat Seton Hall 66-59. Mike Scott had 23 points, including 4 late free throws, as number 16 Virginia hung on 65-61 over Clemson. Jordan Taylor scored 18 points, including a key three-pointer from the top of the key with a minute 44 left, helping number 19 Wisconsin hold off Penn State 52-46. Ricky Scott had 18 points, leading 5 players in double digits as Arkansas upended number 25 Vanderbilt 82-74 last night. Well, Drake players got Sunday off to recover from their 3 overtime win against Wichita State on Saturday, but after 2 days of practice, they're back at it tonight on the road at Indiana State, as the Drake Bulldogs will take a 13-9 overall record. They're tied for third at 6-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference into that game. Indiana State is 13-9, 4-7 in the conference. Game time set for 7 o'clock tonight. In the NBA last night, it was Atlanta beating Toronto 100-77, Boston over Cleveland 93-90, Indiana beat New Jersey 106-99, New York over Detroit 113-86, Memphis an overtime 100-97 winner over Denver, the LA Lakers beat Charlotte 106-73, Golden State over Sacramento by a final of 93-90. In the National Hockey League last night, New Jersey beat the New York Rangers in a shootout 4-3, the New York Islanders 5-2 over Carolina, Boston beat Ottawa 4-3. It was Pittsburgh in a shootout 5-4 over Toronto. Winnipeg also had to go to a shootout to beat Philadelphia 2-1. Buffalo 3-1 over Montreal. Tampa Bay an overtime 4-3 winner over Washington. Nashville beat Minnesota 5-4. Anaheim 4-1 over Phoenix. Detroit topping Calgary 3-1. Edmonton over Colorado 3-2. Vancouver 3-2 over Chicago in overtime. San Jose 6-0 over Columbus. There was some relevant football talk during the sideshow known as Super Bowl Media Day yesterday. New England's Rob Gronkowski said he's working hard with the team's trainers on the high ankle sprain that's kept him off the practice field since the victory over Baltimore in the AFC title game. The Patriots' record-setting tight end says he's taking it day-to-day. Meanwhile, left tackle Matt Light and right tackle Sebastian Vollmer skipped a media day with illnesses. His linebacker Gerard Mayo attended but said he has a cold. The Patriots and NFC champ New York Giants had the afternoon off after meeting with the media in Lucas Oil Stadium, where they'll face off in Super Bowl 46 on Sunday. Peyton Manning told reporters gathered in Indianapolis for the Super Bowl that he has no plans to retire and that his recovery from neck surgery is on schedule. The Colts quarterback says he threw on Tuesday morning and the session went well. It's been a tumultuous month for the Colts after last week's public spat between Manning and team owner Jim Irsay. The two issued a joint statement in hopes of tamping down publicity leading up to the Super Bowl. And in racing news, Danica Patrick will be guaranteed a spot in the Daytona 500 via a partnership with Tommy Baldwin Racing. TBR will officially field Patrick's number 10 Chevrolet in all 10 of her Sprint Cup Series races this season. It will begin the season with the points Dave Blaney earned last season for the number 36 car. Because Blaney finished 33rd in points last season, his car is guaranteed a starting spot in the first five races of the season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.